Hiya, it's a cup of tea with me, Lizzie Doyle, and I'm very, very delighted to say that I've got former Olympic medalist, athlete and Scouser, Annika and Nora, joining us on the show today. Annika, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me. How are you, Lizzie?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing? How's lockdown been for you?
Lockdown's been okay, you know. In the beginning, it was a little bit tough because, you know, since I've retired from the sport at like end of last year, I had all these different opportunities that was going on. And I've just been so busy doing a lot of that during the first few months of the year, back end of last year as well. So I was up and down, traveling here, there and everywhere. And since lockdown, honestly, I've just been like, learned how to rest and recover, which was definitely much needed. So it was definitely what I needed in order to kind of refresh my mind. And then I kind of learned to work from home. And then also as well, you know, with you being in lockdown, people just kind of tend to eat and drink because you got nothing to do, right? Whereas I was probably eating more than I was drinking. I'm not a massive drinker anyway, so I was probably just eating more. So, you know, coming from doing track and field and competitive athlete for years, I was like, I can't afford to get released into the wild on 10 stone. So I just do my daily workouts every day. And now I've got actual sessions that I run every few days through Airbnb online experiences. So, yeah, if anyone wants to jump on that, let me know. It's right on Airbnb.
Here's Annika up for that one. I was going to say, you know what, you retired sort of back end of last year, weren't you? You're probably one of the very few athletes who literally train for a living to then retire and then go into this sort of weird lockdown state where everything is completely cut off from you. You couldn't be almost more retired if you tried.
Yes, that was definitely the feeling in the beginning. It was definitely hard, to say the least. But do you know what it is, right? Like, I'm so grateful, like so grateful, because when I was an athlete, I was always, you know, the structure was very militant. You know, you train at this time, you eat at this time, you'd eat specific meals at a specific time. There was no staying up late. There was no, you know, watching Netflix till 3 o'clock in the morning. Whereas like now, like in the beginning of lockdown, I could kind of do that and also enjoy my own company as well. Because, you know, when I was an athlete, part of the job, again, you're quite selfish because you're very structured. So I got to like spend time with my boyfriend, you know, even though he's a key worker right now. So I was able to spend some time with him, spend some time with my family, and just kind of just, you know, we're all in this together. Ultimately, like, my situation's not that bad because I've been with my family, so it's fine. Whereas like some people live, like, I've got friends who live in London and they are living in like flats where, you know, they haven't been out. They've got no access to family, friends. They've only got the housemates. Some of them don't get on with the housemates. Whereas I'm quite fortunate. So, you know, I've got, you know, my loved ones around me. So, you know, it's been I wouldn't say the coronavirus and the lockdown has been a blessing in disguise, but it definitely has taught me to just kind of take a step back because everything was just kind of go, go, go. You know, beginning of the year, and it's been nonstop. So I was able to breathe and just kind of, you know, find my feet.